end of a crazy morning. How are you feeling?
I am feeling very good, thank you.
This is the voice of Craig Elder, who is online communities editor. I like the online communities bit. I'm imagining because this job that you are doing right now is so new, they don't really know what to call it yet.
I think that's what you probably find with quite a lot of jobs in the online space. You see some kind of very interesting job titles coming up. I mean, I think if you look at the three people that are in this room, I think we'll all have, you know, very varied ways of describing what it is we do. But we do online stuff. I think that's really how we should describe ourselves.
Yes, the three people in this room are Barnstormed, who is shooting HD on a camera, which he will probably loathe to plug in later and download all the footage from. There's myself, Documentally. And Craig Elder, what's your Twitter name?
I go by the somewhat unimaginative, at Craig Elder. That makes me quite easy to find.
Easy to find, definitely. I noticed a lot of Scottish people in the room today.
I think that's probably overstating things slightly. I must admit, I wasn't out there as much as I would have liked to have been. But I think I might have been alone.
Oh, no, MP.
Oh, who else did we have here?
There's definitely... I just noticed accents all over the place. I thought, this is very strange. I think we've been invaded.
Oh, and I never had the pleasure of bumping into him, but if there was two of us here, then that's a great moment. It's a great moment for the Scottish infiltration of the Conservative Party.
So, do you work primarily only with the Conservative Party?
I work exclusively with the Conservative Party. That is my one and only full-time job.
And so what is it you do?
Well, basically, you know, I do two things for the Conservative Party. One is something that I've been doing for a couple of years, which is I sit between the technology side of things and the political ideas. As you can imagine, you know, politics moves pretty fast, and lots of, you know, pretty crazy ideas come out, and it's the job of myself and the team that I work with to make sure that we can turn that into something that will work online. Now, what I've really been doing since January of this year is really dedicating a lot more of my time than I used to the social media space, because it's something I've been active in and involved with anyway, and, you know, the opportunity was presented to me back in January to, you know, go out there and be a bit of an online face for the party and, you know, speak to people about what we're doing and pick up some great ideas and see what's going on out there. And it's been fantastic, primarily because, you know, like, you know, Christian, everyone wants to collaborate in this space and everyone's been, you know, really open to working with us, which was really fantastic.
So how were you discovered then? What were you doing online before the Conservatives cherry-picked you?
I did a lot of things before I arrived at the Conservative Party. The tricky thing is I did them simultaneously. I was midway through working on a PhD on all things postmodern American literature. At the same time, I was continuing kind of a long-held enthusiasm for online by working as a web editor for the University of Dundee, which is where I was studying. And, you know, the combination of, you know, the writing, there was a big interest in politics with what I was doing in terms of my research, and also my online background meant that an opportunity to come and work online with the Conservative Party was a really good opportunity, and one that I'm really glad that I took up now looking back on it. It's been a lot
of
interesting things.
So were you blue through and through beforehand then?
I would say I lean towards the Conservative Party, but I mean, I think like a lot of people who are out there, I've been really kind of really drawn into the fold by David Cameron. You know, I think it's a lot of the things that the party's been talking about and a lot of the ways that he's changed the party over the past 3 years have been the things that have dragged in people like myself from being out on the outside like an interested observer to being somebody who wants to come in and get involved and do something. You know, it's quite a corny thing to say when you're involved in politics, but, you know, we genuinely do want to make the country a better place. And if we can do that by doing some really cool things online at the same time, then I'm in, you know.
Well, up until today, I would have said the Liberal Democrats were doing more in the field of social media. I mean, the Labour really seems to be dragging its heels. I've been doing some great work with the Lib Dems, and we've done a little bit before with the Conservative Party. But David's willingness in Mr. Cameron's willingness to cooperate to a certain extent, to do little bits of live streaming, to sit there on the laptop and answer questions directly, to do a little audio boo with me as a one-on-one, kind of made me think, hang on a second, maybe now is the time. Maybe we have arrived at a transition and people are realizing that if they don't engage with some of these tools, some of these incredible tools we have in our iPhones, in our N95s, they're really missing a trick.
No, I mean, I completely agree with you. I mean, one of the things that I find myself constantly saying in this job is that people somehow imagine that you'd be really up against it, there would be a real resistance to doing a lot of the stuff that we've done online. And one of the reasons we're so fortunate is that, you know, David Cameron and particularly George Osborne as well are massively, massively into, you know, what can be achieved online. You know, you spoke to David yourself on Audio Boo earlier on, and he's, you know, really enthused by this and really kind of wants to participate and get involved, really interested in the stuff that's coming out. So that's great, and it makes our job a lot easier. But you're seeing all the UK political parties are making inroads into this space. I mean, I think everyone's looking across the pond at what Obama's achieved, and they're saying, well, you know, we want a piece of that. Now, we've been involved in online and in social media longer than that phenomenon was really going on. And actually, in reality, the Lib Dems and the Labour Party were as well. But now I think that you're seeing, you know, quite high up in the parties, people are saying, well, this is something we need really to take seriously. This is something we can actually make something happen with.
Interesting, you mentioned Obama there. For me, I think he's used social media as a very clever and very effective marketing tool. Now that he's actually in power, a lot of those channels seem to have closed. Do you think, or I mean, is it your job to ensure that the social media channels, the actual engagement, public, politician, that those channels stay open should David Cameron get elected?
Well, we got something very, very great early on in Web Cameron, which was David Cameron saying, promising on camera that this would continue when we're in government. So, you know, it's not for me to say, it's for him to say. Luckily enough, he's already said it and we've got it on video. So if he backs out, then it won't be good. But yeah, I mean, I think people expect the conversation once it started. You've got to show a commitment and you've got to be willing to keep it going. You know, David's given that promise and that's a great thing. I wouldn't be quite as harsh on Obama as you were in your appraisal there, although I agree with the majority of what you're saying. I think particularly his use of Twitter is massively overstated. Mm-hmm. People see there's an at Barack Obama and assume that the president's spending all the time in the back of his SUV, you know, typing away on his iPhone. And in reality, it's his digital team that's running that.
And it's a BlackBerry.
It's a BlackBerry. It is indeed. And I think people need to understand it's the digital team that are behind that, isn't it? It's not the president himself who's involved. Now, that's one thing where I think the kind of what he's achieved and what he does and how much he interacts is overstated. But we saw like a really good event, a live webcast a couple of months ago where they were using the Google Moderator technology to bring together huge amounts of questions and allow people to vote on them on areas like the environment and on the economy. And Obama was very much answering questions that weren't just sourced from the crowd, they were actually voted on by the crowd. And that was a really great thing and a really cool event and something that I hope we can do soon here too.
Great stuff. Finally, which applications can you not be without when you're doing an event like this?
I mean, I think the stuff that we've used today they're kind of like the core set of applications. You know, more than anything else, the thing that you can't do without is Twitter, because it gives you an opportunity to reach out to that network that you've already built up. And, mm-hmm. you know, in turn, you know, like through people like yourself, reach out to other networks that people that ordinarily wouldn't see your content. But in terms of what we've used today, we've used the live stream platform, formerly known as Mogulus, or Mogulus, as I'm sure the Americans would call it, now rebranded as Livestream. That, you know, it's a really, really great way for us to be able to do webcasting, you know, very, very quickly, using, you know, small amounts of, you know, expense more than anything else. It's just, you know, a standard Dell laptop, hook it up to a camera, away you go. We've used Cover It Live as well, which is a great way to collect questions, not just through that blog, but also through Twitter. That worked really well. And, you know, I mean, I think they're the key tools that we've used today. I mean, obviously, we've tapped into our Facebook networks and so on to get the message out, but they were the core skill sets that were required to make today happen.
Now, there's going to be a lot of people out there who have been doing social media pretty full on, and they have far, far more political inclination to get involved than myself. To be honest, I wasn't that interested until I started to see how there was this increase in engagement between the populace and the people in power. What kind of tips would you give to someone who wants to make a difference politically and is already versed in the ways of social media?
I mean, I think we're seeing something very interesting, not just limiting it to social media. We're seeing something very, very interesting happening now, particularly with the MP's expenses scandal having kicked off. People are very, very interested in what their politicians are doing. This, obviously, social media gives us a great opportunity to let people know what MPs are doing and show that they're not just sitting on their backsides all day twiddling their thumbs. But I think one of the most interesting things that's happening for people who are technologically minded and taking interest in politics is a real desire to make something that, you know, guys like My Society, for example, have been talking about for a long time, which is to really open up data, make government a lot more transparent by, you know, getting this information that kind of, you know, sits in stuffy old bookcases and in inaccessible PDF files and kind of getting them out there and making them available. So anybody who's out there who's, you know, technically minded and is interested in kind of making those sort of things happen, there's huge numbers of, you know, collaborative projects that are kicking off now. You're seeing an increasing number of kind of bar camp sessions that are devoted, you know, to these sort of ideas. I would say to those people, get involved and get involved now, because it's no longer a matter of tinkering around at the edges. It's no longer a matter of sitting, you know, in your bedroom and, you know, typing up a few lines of code and it'll never go anywhere. This is the prime moment at which, you know, government and all political parties are interested in making this happen. So I would encourage everyone to kind of get out, get involved. And they can legitimately, and it's not just a corny line or a soundbite, they can legitimately make change happen with the skills that they've got.
Brilliant. Well, Craig, thank you very much. I have watched you absolutely work your butt off today, and I think it has really paid off. I personally hope that Labour and the Liberal Democrats in particular are watching, listening, viewing and retweeting what's been going on today, because they I do think they could take a leaf out of the book of the Conservatives, much as it irks me to have to have to say that. Craig, thank you.
Thank you very much, Christian.